You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A former teacher at Appleton West High School has been arrested on three counts of sexual assault of a child by a school staff member. Appleton police said they received a complaint this March that the Nina woman engaged in a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old student while she was employed as a teacher during the 2017-18 school year. Police arrested the woman Tuesday morning. She was not employed as a teacher at the time of her arrest. They say there's no evidence that other students were involved or harmed. Their investigation is continuing. A total of five tornadoes have been confirmed after Monday night's severe weather ripped through the northern parts of our state. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us what the National Weather Service saw.
The National Weather Service has confirmed that four tornadoes touched down and did destruction in southern Eau Claire County Monday night. NWS Twin Cities surveyed the area, and they say an EF1 tornado touched down northeast of Mendovi in Buffalo County, then crossed into Eau Claire County briefly before it lifted. It hit wind speeds of 95 miles per hour, ripping shingles, siding, and gutters off of some homes. Large trees were snapped, laying on roads. A second EF1 touched down for a moment west of Foster. It also hit 95-mile-per-hour winds. It damaged a barn and tossed debris into a field. And large trees were seen twisted at the base. Then a brief and weaker third EF0 twister also dropped down near Hale Corner, snapping trees. And a fourth tornado with EF1 damage. It went south and slightly east of Augusta. It took shingles off of a roof, tossing trees down onto a truck and a shed. The storm weakened for a bit as it went over Wausau. Then, it started to tear a path through Burnham Wood and Mattoon. It was rated a high-end EF0 tornado in Shawano County. The National Weather Service office in Green Bay says the most notable damage was to the roof of an outbuilding and uprooted trees. However, it was on the ground for over 6 miles with winds at 80 miles per hour. No fatalities or injuries were reported. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
During the NFL draft, the Brown County Tavern League provided free rides home from bars to keep the roads safe. The rides from the Tavern League of Wisconsin member businesses to homes, rental homes, or hotels totaled over 2,600 rides for more than 9,000 passengers. The Tavern League said over the duration of the draft, Brown County Sheriff's officials reported 3 OWI arrests, and Green Bay Police only reported 1. Rooted and Incorporated kept over 6,600 pounds of leftover food from the NFL draft from going to the landfills. Instead, that food will go to 13 local shelters and nonprofits. Rooted In is a nonprofit organization that focuses on food recovery and reducing waste. Selena Darrow is the group's founder and executive director. She says she struggled with poverty as a single mother and knows the value of high-quality fresh food. She said the exposure from partnering with the NFL will raise awareness, feed people, and prevent food waste. A run-aground vessel in Lake Michigan is leading to bipartisan support for a new boat bill. Stuart J. Wattles has more.
Milwaukee's stranded Deep Thought boat, abandoned by its owners in October, is drawing crowds and now bipartisan support. A legislative action being brought forward in Madison proposes jail time for people that abandon their boats in Wisconsin waters. An anonymous donor is covering the cost of removing the Deep Thought, which has been slowed due to poor weather.
People in Waupaca County won't be able to use the sheriff's office for services from the DMV anymore, including renewing or registering their vehicles. Waupaca Sheriff Timothy Wills said in a Facebook post Tuesday that the decision to cut the services wasn't easy. He didn't give a reason, but it was effective yesterday. Wills recommends checking local DMV offices for services and hours available. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says he and state Republicans are making progress on potential tax cuts in the upcoming biennial budget discussions. Governor Evers has repeatedly told Republican lawmakers that he would not support passing a tax bill separately from the state budget. And Republicans say they are willing to consider including changes to the tax code in those House budget discussions. At an event last week, Governor Evers said he and Republican leadership have had good meetings on the cuts as they look to find some common ground. According to an investigation from the city of Madison, the former Madison city clerk violated city rules in handling the 193 uncounted absentee ballots from the presidential election. Savannah Tomei Olson has all the details.
I got the 14-page document with the investigation's findings. Essentially, it concludes that the missed absentee ballots were an innocent error that could have been prevented with more training. Instead, this focuses more on what happened after those ballots were found. Former city clerk Mary Beth Witzel-Bell didn't notify anyone until about a month after the first batch of ballots showed up. The investigators concluded she had significant violations of city rules and breached her contract, signaling that if she didn't resign earlier this month, she may have been removed from her post permanently. The report says no other staff of the clerk's office violated these rules. Any of their errors were, quote, due to failures in leadership, process, and direction, end quote. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is still investigating the uncounted ballots. They have the power to find the former clerk acted improperly or even illegally. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
WIAA member schools voted on a number of amendments at the WIAA's annual meeting last week. Civic Media's sports director Jimmy Cuska has more.
School administrators approved four of five measures affecting high school sports in Wisconsin at the WIAA's annual meeting. Student athletes can now enter into name, image, and likeness opportunities in Wisconsin, a requirement to add a sportsmanship class for ejected spectators in order to return to events, expanding summer coaching contact from 5 days to unlimited for all but the week of July 4th, and allowing freshman teams to play the same number of games as JV or varsity teams also easily passed. A measure to exclude cross-country from the tournament performance factor failed.
The four passed measures will go into effect at the end of May. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bucks season comes to an end. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Pacers in overtime, 119-118. After the game, there was pushing and shoving at midcourt. Giannis says the father of Indy's Tyrese Halliburton got in his face, taunting, swearing.
I believe like being humble in victory. That's how I am. When you win the game, you gotta talk and with his face. This is what we do. This is what we effing do. This is the F we do. I feel like that's very, very disrespectful. I've won the championship. They haven't.
The Pacers advance to face the Cavaliers. Baseball, Brewers giving up a couple of runs in the bottom of the first, but went on to beat the White Sox in Chicago 7-2. Freddie Peralta and catcher William Contreras, praised by Pat Murphy.
Freddie and William did a great job after that first inning, you know, to give us six innings, and they're on his heater early, and he made a nice adjustment and showed that he can navigate through someone's just jumping his heater.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. We've all heard of chewing the worm one might find at the bottom of a tequila bottle, but a snake? True story. A Virginia woman was about to sip her margarita when a snake fell from the ceiling and landed in her glass after slapping her in the forehead. What did the woman do after being freaked out? Naturally, she took a picture for social media. As a result of the incident, it was revealed the restaurant was in violation of several health codes. Really? Turning down big money would be tough for most of us to do, even if it's to protect a franchise film legacy like Back to the Future. Bob Gale, who is the creator behind the trilogy, says under no circumstances will there ever be a spinoff, prequel, or another sequel. He calls the franchise perfect the way it is. The producer says the only way it could remotely happen is if Steven Spielberg signs off on it, and that most likely will not happen because Spielberg does not like sequels. That's probably why we've never seen E.T. Goes to College. People get scared when they see Lost star Sam Anderson board their flight. The 79-year-old actor says when people see him, their faces say, "Get me off this flight," even though a crash would be highly unlikely because most airline passengers aren't good-looking enough to be actors on a network show. On the other hand, when Leslie Nielsen used to board a plane, no one seemed to mind because although there was a threat of disaster, he brought big laughs. Jack Loudon will break down barriers in a new rendition of Pride and Prejudice, according to Jack Loudon. The star of Slow Horses and Dunkirk will play Mr. Darcy opposite Emma Corrin's Elizabeth Bennet. Loudon says the fact that he is the first ginger or redhead to play Mr. Darcy is one of the last discriminatory barriers to fall in television. Loudon replaces the most recent Mr. Darcy, played by the establishment's Colin Firth. Now that's sarcasm. There are some actors that will immerse themselves completely in a role and do anything to accurately portray their character. Then there is Terrence Howard. Howard says his biggest regret in his career is turning down the role of Smokey Robinson, which the singer personally asked him to play. He passed on the role because he was in negotiations to play Marvin Gaye in a biopic by Lee Daniels. According to Variety, Howard ultimately passed on that role over concerns that Marvin was actually gay, concerns that were confirmed by Quincy Jones. During a recent episode of the Club Random podcast, Howard said if he had to kiss a man in a film, he would cut his lips off. I assume he meant his own lips. Howard explained, saying he has to totally understand a role because he doesn't fake it. Maybe that's why he had no problem playing a pimp in Hustle and Flow. He was also in Big Mama's House. Wonder if he cut a body part off after that gem. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 55 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at only around 5 to 10. Tonight, scattered showers, mainly mid to late evening and overnight, are low down into the mid-40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and a high near 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.